From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Well, you just heard that brief mention of criticalhealthnews.com. With us is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medications for years, and he's one of the spokespeople for criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, welcome back, my friend.
What's up, George? Good to talk to you again.
One of our listeners sent me a message on the old telephone yesterday, and he said that he had a chance to talk to you about the nervous system.
Oh, Pastor Robert. Hello, Pastor Robert. He's one of your best listeners.
Good man.
Yeah, he's a really good man, super good man.
What about the nervous system?
You know, the nervous system is funny. The nervous system is the part of the body that takes the outside world and turns it into biochemistry. So through the senses, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the skin, and the ears, those are like periscopes into the outside world. Signals from the outside world hit these things that are the senses, which are extensions of the nervous system. They go into the nervous system. They get turned into biochemistry. But here's the thing. You actually have two nervous systems. And when you input information to the eyes and the nose, et cetera, that information goes down one of two channels. These two nervous systems are the nervous systems of fear and the nervous systems of love. The nervous system of fear is associated with hypertension and immune problems and accelerated aging, degenerative diseases, problems with the digestive system, all the yucky things about being alive are the end result of information from the outside world is channeled through the fear nervous system. This nervous system is called the sympathetic nervous system, and anytime you have a chronic degenerative disease, you have activation of this sympathetic nervous system, or more overactivation of the sympathetic nervous system. The other nervous system is your love nervous system. It's the rest and digest nervous system. We call that the parasympathetic nervous system, and while the sympathetic nervous system, or the fear nervous system, is associated with all the yucky stuff about being alive, all the good stuff is activated by the parasympathetic nervous system, which is called your rest and digest nervous system. So learning how to activate this rest and digest love nervous system is the key to wellness, the key to reversing degenerative diseases, and the key to an enhanced longevity. And there's many ways to activate this parasympathetic nervous system. One of the simplest ways, George, is by being grateful. You know, one of the signs of activation of the fear nervous system is insomnia. Do you know how many people have insomnia in this country?
Too many.
Oh, my God. If you look on TV or on the Internet or in magazines, there's commercials and ads for mattresses and pillows and beds and sleep formulas. It's like everybody has insomnia. Insomnia is a classic example of activation of the fear nervous system. Do you know if you lay in bed at night and you can't sleep, if you count all the things you're grateful for, you will activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which regulates sleep.
Is that like counting sheep?
Except you count your blessings instead of sheep, right? And not only that, but you know, the rest and digest nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, regulates digestion. One of the biggest, aside from sleep, another huge problem people have is with the digestive system. 80 million to 100 million Americans have digestive problems. These are classic manifestations, digestive issues, of an overactive stress or emergency or fear nervous system. So by saying grace before you have your meals, or being grateful before you have your meals, or while you're eating your meals, you'll activate your rest and digest nervous system. This is why we say grace before we eat. One of the worst things you could do is eat when you're under stress, or eat when you're watching the news. And speaking of the news, don't watch the news. That's a surefire way to activate the fear nervous system. Do you ever hear anything good on the news?
Nope, not in a long time.
Not a long time, right? Not in my whole lifetime, I don't think. And that's one of the worst things you can do when it comes to activating this fear nervous system. So learning to activate the parasympathetic nervous system is absolutely vital for good health. And you're going to start to hear more and more about this. In fact, you may have heard the term the vagus nerve or vagal tone.
Yeah.
We're talking a lot about that. The vagus nerve is a nerve that runs from your brain all the way through your body. Vagus actually means wanderer in Latin, like vagrant. And this vagus nerve is the longest nerve in your body. It runs from your brain all through your organs in the viscera in the center part of your body, and activates all of those organs, the liver and the intestine, and the digestive system, the stomach. All of these are activated by the vagus nerve. So learning to activate the parasympathetic nervous system helps kick in vagal tone. And vagal tone is like muscle tone. The more you do it, the stronger it gets. So learning to activate the parasympathetic nervous system and the vagus nerve will have long-term benefits, not just if you're dealing with health challenges, but also just for plain old longevity and feeling good about life. Here's another great way to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. When you're being activated by the fear nervous system, blood goes from the front of your brain, where you make really good decisions, to the back of your brain, which is called the reptilian brain, where you're fight or flight, right?
That's your survival system.
Your survival system, exactly. The sympathetic nervous system regulates survival. So do you ever notice how you have great ideas in the shower?
I beg your pardon.
In the shower, you get these great inspirations. You get these great ideas. Archimedes was this famous Greek mathematician, and he was sitting in the bathtub, and all of a sudden he discovered some great mathematical formula for the displacement of water, and he ran naked through Athens going, "Eureka, I discovered it." And this is a classic case of activating the safety nervous system, the rest and digest nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system with warm water. That's why people take warm baths when they're depressed. When you sit in a warm bath, you activate the parasympathetic nervous system, or even take a warm shower. You know why, George? Because when you're in the bathtub, your body is reminded of the last time you were perfectly safe. You know when the last time we were perfectly safe was?
Mama's womb.
In the womb, exactly. Exactly right. In fact, if you get into a pinch, if somebody gets into a real pinch, they'll go into a fetal position. Just going into a fetal position will activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And I hope you never had this experience, but if you're really in severe pain, the body will automatically contract into this fetal position, activating the parasympathetic nervous system. And it's interesting because I was talking to Pastor Robert yesterday about this. And I was telling him the sympathetic nervous system is almost like a symbol for evil, for Satan. And the parasympathetic nervous system is almost a symbol for safety, for Christ. And the Bible says you're either with me or against me, meaning you're in this metaphor, you're either parasympathetic or you're sympathetic. You're either in safety mode or you're in fear mode. Activating this safety nervous system is the ultimate key to good health and longevity. And taking nutritional supplements, George, pounding the body with good nutritional supplements as well as good food is a great way to activate the parasympathetic nervous system.
We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to take calls at the half this hour and then full next hour right here on Coast to Coast. There's also a phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but to write down the information that Ben is telling in case you miss it. That's 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO, and the website to hit is criticalhealthnews.com. What have you been up to lately, Ben?
I'm just doing my thing, doing a lot of videos and working on my skincare business and my pharmacy, my compounding pharmacy, and helping people understand how to use nutrition. You know, the Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." And to me, that is really the ultimate cause of this horrible health situation that we're in, this health crisis we're in, where $4 trillion a year, George, $4 trillion a year goes to the healthcare industry, and most of that is because of chronic degenerative disease, and most of chronic degenerative disease is based in lifestyle issues, which themselves are based on misunderstandings about how our bodies work. So that's what I do, is I help people understand how their bodies work.
What happens to the brain as people age? They seem to come down with dementia,
yes,
and Alzheimer's and stuff like that.
There's been a lot of news about dementia. In fact, I was just reading today how they discovered a blood test for dementia. So here's the deal. The number one cause of dementia, or Alzheimer's dementia, is these things called amyloids. Have you heard of these? Amyloid plaques. They're these kind of tangled protein fibers in the brain. And so now the medical folks and the pharmaceutical folks are trying to figure out a way to vaccinate against these fibers, these tangles that interfere with neural processing and cause dementia. Well, what they're not telling you is these fibers that are associated with dementia are actually Band-Aids. They're ways the body is protecting itself against degeneration of the brain tissue. What happens as we get older into the brain is what happens as we get older to our joints, or is what happens as we get older to our bones, or any other part of the body. We degenerate. The body breaks down, and the number one cause of this breakdown in the brain is the reason why they call Alzheimer's dementia type 3 diabetes. Did you know that's what Alzheimer's disease is? It's type 3 diabetes.
I did not know that.
Yes, it's a blood sugar problem. And anybody who's dealing with blood sugar issues is on the road towards degeneration of the brain as well as the nervous system. And people who have peripheral neuropathies have Alzheimer's disease of the feet or Alzheimer's disease of the hands. These are all neuropathies. That is neural pathologies, neuropathies. So for the brain, you don't need to be vaccinated against amyloid plaques. And by the way, there ain't no medication for Alzheimer's disease. There's no medication for dementias, just like there's no medications that will reverse degeneration of any kind. However, by using your longevity sweeties and your healthy blood sugar pack and going ketogenic and reducing your caloric sugar intake and your caloric intake, you can not only prevent Alzheimer's, but you can actually reverse the symptoms. And I know that's very well because my dad had Alzheimer's, and I would go visit him in the nursing home, and I'd bring him Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And as he was drinking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I could see clarity coming back into his eyes.
That's fantastic. Ben, we're going to come back and start phone calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. When did you go to pharmacy school, Ben?
Oh, my God, George. In the old days. I graduated in 1986.
What was it that wanted you to become a pharmacist?
I was always fascinated by food. I thought food would be, understanding how food worked medicinally would be one of the best things I could do if I wanted to help people with their health.
Why don't you become a chef?
You know, but I don't know. I thought for some reason in my 20-year-old brain, I thought that pharmacy school would be a good place to go to study the medicinal properties of food. And I remember we had an interview. The dean interviewed all the new pharmacy students, and I went in for my interview, and he asked me why I wanted to go to pharmacy school. I told him about I wanted to study food as medicine, and I remember this guy belly laughed like Santa Claus. He thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard. And he said, "We don't do that. We study drugs and pharmaceuticals." And I'd already committed myself, so I figured I'd stick with it. And you know what? I'm glad I did. Because it gave me a real good understanding not only of biochemistry and medicinal chemistry, but also of the paradigm, the model. And, you know, I'm guilty of ripping on the paradigm and the model, but I want to make it very clear. It's not about the individual doctors and nurses and folks who are involved in the healthcare profession. They're beautiful people, but the paradigm is anti-human. It does not serve us, and that's why we have as this model gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and sucks up more and more dollars every year, we get sicker and sicker and sicker. And we got to get it through our heads that there's nothing in the medical model's bag of tricks that can help us deal with chronic degenerative diseases, which accounts for 90% of our healthcare costs and healthcare misery. 10% is trauma. 90% is lifestyle. And there's nothing that modern medicine can do for chronic degenerative diseases. But you know what, George? We can do this ourselves. And anybody out there who's dealing with autoimmunity or heart disease or neurological issues or dementias or degenerative diseases of any kind, you need to know that by caring for ourselves, loving ourselves, nurturing ourselves with good food, good nutrition, exercise, activating the relaxation response, not only can you prevent chronic degenerative disease, George, but you can reverse it. Because it's in the body's nature to heal. And while the medical model has no tools to help reverse chronic degenerative disease, literally zero tools for reversing chronic degenerative diseases, we can do it ourselves. And that's what longevity is all about, and that is what I have dedicated my personal, spiritual, and professional life to, helping people understand how you can reverse chronic degenerative disease, or even better, prevent it by using good nutritional supplements like longevity, dietary strategies, lifestyle strategies, activating the relaxation response, things we can do from the comfort of our own bedrooms, bathrooms, living rooms, and kitchens.
Well, you and Doc do a great job helping people.
Thank you. I appreciate that, George.
Let's go to the phones. Justin in Indianapolis to get us started. Hey, Justin, go ahead.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm a longtime listener. I love your show and all that you guys do to provide a great service for us. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you a question for, I believe the name is Ben, correct? Or
yeah, sir,
Ben.
Pharmacist Ben.
Okay. So most of my life, not most of my life, the issue that I've had started, and I swear, I don't know what else to do. I've dealt with some extreme itching a lot of times, and it seems like sometimes, for some reason, whenever my dad goes, he sits in my car, and he just starts itching for some reason, and I'm always like, you know, Dad, why are you itching? And he's like, oh, it just seems like no matter whose car I get into, I get into your car, and it just starts happening. And I'm like, see, and that I can never understand why things work out like that, right? And I don't know if it's a spiritual thing, and whatever. I asked George Norrie, you know, or you guys, if you believe even itches could even be possibly spiritual. And as far as that, I've tried going to dermatologists. I've been to a ton of them. Not anybody has had any answers for me. I just go around in circles, and I don't know what to do.
Does it only happen in the car?
It happens in other areas too. You know, it just seems like, you know, it just seems like whenever he, you know, sometimes he gets around and it just seems like I notice it more. And I don't know if it's a paranoia, you know, that I build up, or maybe strange. It's like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Justin, is there a rash by the itch?
No.
Mm-mm. Nothing. What do you think, Ben?
Well, a couple things. First of all, what you want to do is you want to track foods to flare-ups or foods to the itching response. There's a lot of foods that can trigger itching, especially if you're dealing with digestive health issues. There's a molecule called histamine.
How soon do you start itching after you eat the wrong foods?
It could be within 10, 15 minutes, or it could be within an hour, hour and a half.
Okay.
There's a molecule called histamine, which people know of as in terms of antihistamines, which you take when you have hay fever. But histamine is actually made in the body. Histamine is also made by bacteria in the intestine, especially when they overgrow. And oftentimes, histamine will initiate this kind of itching response. It will also initiate redness and rosacea and a lot of other health problems. So first of all, I would connect it with specific foods and specific digestive issues. Do you notice any? Is Justin still there? Justin?
I'm here.
Do you have any digestive issues, any history of digestive issues?
Bloating,
gas?
Honestly, not that I'm aware of. The only thing is whenever I was little, I could never really eat certain types of food dyes or anything like that. If I did, I had a bunch of issues. But
sounds like you have some sensitivities there. That's what I would be focusing on. Now, cars are very interesting because there are chemicals in the plastics in cars. Cars are, you know, most of cars are plastic these days, and the plastics emit gases and contain molecules called phthalates, which can overwhelm the immune system. Itching is part of the immune response. So you may be experiencing a little bit of overload from the immune system. So a couple things I would do.
What about allergic, Ben?
Yeah, it could be some kind of food allergy as well, or it could be an allergy to plastics. But he's saying he's having it with multiple cars. So I would guess it's outgassings from the plastics that are overwhelming the immune system. So a couple things you want to do. First of all, one of the best natural antihistamines going is vitamin C. So get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, loaded with vitamin C, among other wonderful nutrients. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a stupendously formulated nutritional supplement.
That's got everything in it.
Everything in it. Superb nutritional supplement. And I've been formulating for 40 years, George. This is the best nutritional, best formulated nutritional supplement I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, so I would work on the immune system. Now, interestingly, and one of nature's best antihistamines is melatonin, believe it or not. Yongevity's got a great new melatonin product for anybody that has problems sleeping out there, Beyond Sleep Gummies, formulated by Dr. Wallach's son is a formulator. I don't know if you know that. And he formulated this product, stupendous product, Beyond Sleep Gummies. It'll also help you with allergic reactions because of the melatonin. And another interesting antihistamine is cannabinoids, marijuana, the stuff that's in pot is wonderfully antihistaminic as well. So using the HempFX product from Yongevity may help, Beyond Sleep Gummies, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, looking for food responses and maybe doing a food diary and seeing if you can notice that there's a relationship between the itching and specific foods. If you do notice that, get yourself on the I-26, which is one of the best anti-SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, nutritional supplements you'll ever take.
All right, good luck, Justin. Let us know what happens.
Interesting he said about spirituality, because that's a very good point. There's four dimensions to healing: spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And while we talk about the physical a lot, understanding the spiritual, mental, and emotional connections to poor health, or good health, for that matter, is very important.
But I don't think he's possessed or anything.
No, I wouldn't say he's possessed.
We're going back to Indianapolis again. Brian's with us, east of the Rockies. Hey, Bri.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, George. I can't even believe I got through tonight. But, hey, listen, I know time is of the essence here. And Pharmacist Ben, I appreciate all your work.
Thank
listen,
you.
Listen, George, I want the Coast family to take a moment to recognize the greatest generation that ever lived and the sacrifices that they made. And why I'm saying that is because 25 hours ago, 79 years ago, the USS Indianapolis was sunk by two Japanese torpedoes. Now, of the 1,190 men that went into the water, only 1,190 men that were on the ship, 330 went down with the ship, 880 went into the water, and 316 came out alive.
Shark infested, too.
Still had three and a half days left at this point in time in their endeavor to go before they were even discovered.
Yep.
It was one of the greatest maritime disasters in the U.S. naval history. But I just want the Coast family to recognize the sacrifices that they made. And there's only one survivor left. His name's Harold Brady. He lives in California.
Wow.
And they did deliver parts to the atomic bomb, which did end the war. So hooray for them. Hey, a pharmacist Ben, now back to the show here.
Yes, sir.
My wife and I, we take Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And
nice.
I take the Selenium.
Nice.
And the Sweeties.
Nice.
We have a hard time. We have a hard time doing the right, eating the right things, okay? But what we were questioning on the back of the Tangy Tangerine bottle is the supplement facts.
Yes, sir.
And we were wondering why some of the numbers were so high on the percentage of the daily value.
Yes, great question.
And is that good or bad?
Oh, that's a great question.
I may have a follow-up, George, and I know time is critical here, so go ahead.
I'll answer that real quickly. First of all, the numbers are based on are compared to what's called the RDAs. Now, if you ask most folks, they'll tell you the RDAs stand for the recommended daily allowance. But I call the RDAs the ridiculous deficiency allowance, because it keeps you ridiculously deprived of the amount of nutrients you need. You see, the RDAs are based on disease prevention, not good health. And this is really the problem with our medical model. Our medical model is about preventing disease, which is a good thing, of course, but it's not about optimizing health. In order to have optimal health, your cells need to feel like they have abundant nutrients. And so these high concentrations in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine tell the cell that the cells have amazing amounts of nutrients to do what they need to do. When a cell feels like it has plenty of nutrients, it's going to go to town, making collagen, making moisture factors, secreting immune molecules, dividing, being healthy and strong. On the other hand, when it doesn't have enough nutrients, it goes to sleep. It becomes dormant. It conserves. So by pounding the body with these nutrients, saturating the body with these non-toxic nutrients, your body and your cells feel like they have as much as they need to do whatever they want to do, and that's the situation you want yourself to be in. So these high concentrations are actually a sign that you're getting incredible health value, and that's one of the best things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerines, it's nutrient density.
Let's go back to you, Brian, for another quick question.
Hey, real quick, does the supplements work even if you're not doing the right things, you know, eating...
They'll mitigate.
It's a hard thing to do, and people out there know that I'm telling the truth, and it's a hard thing to do to try to eat right.
That's right.
And everything.
I agree with you. So here's the thing about eating right: the less you eat, the longer you live. That's first of all. So eating right can enjoy the benefits of eating right by eating less. That's first of all. And second of all, your question is very good. A lot of times folks say, well, I'm smoking, I'm drinking, I'm not paying attention to my health. What good is nutritional supplementation going to do? Well, let me tell you something. The worse you're taking care of yourself, the more important it is to take nutritional supplements. Not only that, but if you're on medication, it becomes extra important to take nutritional supplements. A lot of times people say, oh, I'm sick, I'm on medicine, I don't want to take any supplements. That's the most important time to take nutritional supplements, because they'll mitigate the effects of poor lifestyle choices as well as medication.
Let's go to Tom for a text and tweet for you, Ben. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, this is from Katie in Iowa. She says she eats a lot of blueberries and wants to know if a person can eat too many.
No way, except for one problem. Blueberries, if they're not organic, the skin is very thin. So when they spray them with pesticides, the toxins will get in into the meat, into the flesh of the blueberry.
Ah.
So that's a problem. But if you're eating organic, blueberries are one of the best foods, one of the best fruits, one of the best foods you could possibly eat. That blue color is amazingly valuable for the nervous system and particularly for the brain, but really for the whole body. Blueberries are one of nature's most powerful foods, true superfood, but make sure they're organic because of the pesticides.
What about raspberries?
Same, all berries. All berries, but you got to be very careful because they're small and they have what I call a very high peel to pulp ratio. In other words, the peel is much compared to the pulp is very thin. So toxins will get through the peel and they'll rest in the flesh or in the meat of the berry. You got to be careful with the small with grapes too, or the same way with the smaller fruits. You don't have that as much of a problem with bigger fruits. But as far as nutritional value goes, man, oh man, berries are amazing.
How about cherries?
Cherries are great too. Yeah, cherries are great. The darker colored fruits, the darker color of a fruit tells you that you're going to have more nutritional value because the nutrients are actually in the peel and in that dark color.
Really?
Yes, sir. Those are those pigments. God didn't just put pigments in fruits and flowers and plants because they're pretty, but because they're really, really nutritionally valuable.
All right, we'll be back next hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and final phone calls. Hit the website, folks, criticalhealthnews.com, and hit the phone number to call. There's operators there who will assist you, 1-855-949-7234.